Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning. I get my breath. I was just running around. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host, and it's so great to be here on this beautiful morning. It's Saturday. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people. Wow. I gotta get more extra. People right here call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I'm a financial advisor and an attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of the studio in Oakland. So if you have a question, maybe something happened this week. In fact, we had a call that's the basis for this entire show today, which just happened to a family. You're not going to believe this story. But anyway, something happened to you and you want to talk to the Sandman, here's what you do. You go to @PYA Radio on Twitter, @PYA Radio. Anytime you can tweet me a question, and you never know, I might be awake and I might just respond. So, this past week, something unbelievable happened. Now, I'm not talking about China deciding to be friends with us and let's shake hands, because they haven't really yet, right? But they thought they did. Who the heck? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. We're talking about something much worse. In fact, this happened to a client of ours. I'm going to call him Fred. Fred was 63, full of life, an executive with a large national corporation. In fact, you've heard of this company. He died. Now, what's so terrible about the story, remember he was 63, is the mess that he's left for his family. Now, we did our job. We kept bugging him to get a will or a trust, but he was too busy. You know, like you are right now, you're too busy to take what really is just a few minutes to sit down with me or one of my associates, sign a few papers, and protect your family. It really is that simple. And this kind of event is shocking. It's shocking to you because you're gone. Your family, because they had to deal with it all. Your friends. And to us, your planners, who now have to go to court. Because in this guy's case, he has stock options. And he's the only one now who could exercise them. So without even his wife having the ability to do this, there's a date coming up. And if we don't get her the power to do that, guess what? Not only talking about taxes and penalties and fines, but you're talking a loss of a lot of money. So this is amazing. And why is it this way? Why does it seem that it's so complicated? I'll tell you why. Because you are too busy. You spent your lifetime working, saving, and stashing your money away. And what you have, when you really think about it, is an organized, unorganized, don't forget the un, mess. You got a mess on your hands. And once the courts and the attorneys get involved, and I'm an attorney so I can pick on myself, it's going to be really tough for you and your family. I see this all the time. Now, I know what you're saying. If only it was that easy, right? Well, guess what? Today, on this beautiful, sunny Bay Area day, today is your lucky break. Because there are some easy things you can do right now to make things simpler for you and your family. This is going to be an incredible show today. So you're going to want to keep it right here. Now, let's get started. The countdown continues. We have this massive clock in here. It's going boom, boom, boom. Right now, two more weeks. In 2 more weeks, we are going to be in the longest bull market in U.S. history. Now, think about that. Think about this. This week, PIMCO waved the yellow flag. I don't know if you saw that yesterday, but they did. Longest bull market in U.S. history. What does that mean? Well, you're seeing this week. This week was, again, fascinating to me. People who study the market can see what I'm talking about. The market right now is looking for direction. Wednesday, the market had the biggest one-day drop since June of this year. You may say, so what? Well, it was a pretty decent drop. And the market got concerned with this turkey contagion we were talking about last week, and it's spilling over. What's a contagion? It's like a cough. One person coughs, next person gets sick, next person coughs, go to an airplane, touch that tray, put the seatbelt on, touch your nose, bam, you're sick. That's contagion. You see those people with the little wipes and they wipe all that stuff down? Right? I had a good one. I was traveling this summer. This lady got on the seat. She wiped everything down. She's probably spent 5 minutes. I've never seen anything like it. I was sitting next to her and I was thinking, I'm in trouble because I didn't wipe my seat down. And next thing I know, she's got this whole thing wiped down. She's sitting down and she's getting all comfortable. Stewardess comes up and says, ma'am, you're in the wrong seat. True story. Anyway, all right, back to this. So that's what a contagion is. And people are concerned that this turkey contagion was spilling over to other countries. China's economy, as we all know, has slowed down. And now I love the parallels this morning. I'm hearing this. That's why I love doing this show live. This morning they were talking about how China's economy is in big, massive trouble. All because of this trade discussion. Come on, really? No. China's economy has been in trouble for a long time. Remember the 60 Minutes we were talking about like 2.5 years ago? They built all these buildings in China, no one's in them. Yeah, malls, no one's there. Their country's in big trouble. Anyway, so the market decides to go down on Wednesday, a pretty big amount. And we saw Home Depot and Macy's both report really good earnings, but that didn't seem to do it. Had nothing to do with it. The market was still down. Then Thursday, the Dow had the biggest day it's had since April. And why? Well, because China and the U.S. decided to talk to each other a little bit. Maybe this is going to be over. And they say maybe it'll be over in November. You love how the parallel to November? What's happening? What else is happening in November? Elections? Gee, no coincidence there, I don't think. I mean, why don't people draw these parallels? They think we're stupid? Okay. Anyway, market liked it. Market went up. So direction. And for the week, the Dow was up 1.4%. S&P was up 0.6%. And the NASDAQ was down 0.3%. Okay. Well, all right. So overall, here's how I see it. The economy right now, got to look at some things. Right now, there's record levels of net worth for individuals. I'm drawing some parallels right now. For those of you who are around in 07, 08, you may want to stop and think about this. Because I remember it like it was yesterday. 07, 08. What was going on then? People were, in the U.S. overall, the net worth level. Again, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just saying level of net worth was super high back then. Well, guess what? We just passed it. It's super high again. The record levels of net worth for individuals is now at all-time highs once again. You got prices on imports, highest level in 6.5 years. This one's the one I'm concerned about. Total household borrowing reached, get this, $13 trillion. I'm not making this up. $13 trillion in the second quarter. And what's really interesting is this is higher than it was before the financial crisis. Now, add to that, the housing market is slowing down. And the housing market, as you remember, way back in the recession time, it was the ATM that got people in trouble. And now you see the same sort of thing happening, not in the debt crisis when it comes to loans, but with certainly with debt for countries. Because China's got massive debt. The U.S. has got massive debt. Euro's got massive debt. What happens when that pops? I'm going to draw a parallel to another pop that just happened. And next week, we're going to do a whole segment on cryptocurrency. And why I think it's important to pay attention to that is there are some businesses that are coming out of blockchain and using this technology. And I'm going to talk to you next week about how you as an investor might think about it. But think about this. Since the end of 2017, the cryptocurrency market is down 70%. Bitcoin went from 18,675 mid-December last year. It's trading around 64, 63 right now. Doesn't mean it's over. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are some positive areas in Bitcoin technology you're going to want to hear about. So we'll talk about that next week. Anyway, that might be a place people run if things get bad. Who knows? Anyway, housing market slowing down. Inflation. This was so fascinating yesterday. One of the chief economists over at PIMCO said yesterday that he's waving the yellow flag, that inflation's starting to heat up, and if it gets worse, market's going to slow down and start to go possibly to a recession area. That's what we're talking about. The word's coming up. So I'm not saying it's around the corner and you got to sell everything. I'm just saying be careful. Start thinking about things that will benefit as inflation rises. There's something called a floating rate fund you might want to take a look at. And what the portfolio managers do in this type of fund is they buy shorter term bonds because that keeps the volatility down. And as rates rise, they can get out of these and buy other ones that they think look better. That's why it's called floating rate. Some of these are paying close to 5% right now. Not bad. I mean, you can get that. You should be happy with that. Start to get defensive. Bank stocks, healthcare. These are areas you might want to think about. And next week, we've got the Jackson Hole meeting. And you know the Fed guys get together and they talk. And that's always a great time because they let their hair down a little bit and tell us some of the truth. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Have you ever seen an armored car following a hearse? Of course not. Find out how to make things a whole lot easier on yourself and your family. It's all coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. They said goodbye.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Did you catch that tequila sunrise this morning? It was beautiful. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And this week we had someone pass away, and it was sudden, and it was terrible, and something you got to think about here. So maybe you're wondering about how to make sure your family or maybe a charity you're thinking about gets what you leave behind with the least amount of taxes and hassle. Does the thought of planning your estate seem stressful and confusing? I find it fascinating how so many people, I mean, I'm talking a lot of people, don't have a will or a trust. I mean, I meet people all the time who are extremely successful, have all kinds of property and assets, and they worked really hard to accumulate all this, or maybe they got lucky, right place, right time, and things just happen. but they don't have a will or a trust. It's incredible. And I want you to think about this. Have you ever seen an armored truck following a hearse? Ever? Of course not. So you have to plan to make sure that your assets go to the right place. Otherwise, they're going to end up in the courtroom, and you don't want that. And if you have a financial plan, or maybe you're very diligent with your finances, but you don't have an exit strategy, also known as an estate plan, then your plan is not complete. And you've got a massive hole sitting there that's waiting to just grab people up as they fall into it. So I find a lot of people just don't understand this subject, and a lot of people out there who mean well that aren't attorneys try and educate you about it, but they're usually wrong. And so I'm an attorney, and we do this every day here, and we're going to share some information with you this morning. That's just basic, simple stuff, all right? So you may want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because that's the way I do stuff, and just write it down. I'm a visual kind of guy. Hate reading stuff, unless it's really interesting. But, sorry. Okay, let's get into this now, shall we? Let's keep this simple. They use these fancy terms like an estate. What's an estate, folks? That's all your stuff, all right? So draw a picture of your car. I used to like to draw pictures of cars. Cash. You could just put like cash in like a little bag or dollar signs or stock, whatever you want, okay? Write that on your piece of paper. And then draw a little house, or maybe you have a couple houses, maybe an apartment building. I don't know. Just kind of draw some stuff out. That's your stuff. That's your estate. You have a watch. Maybe your dad gave you or mom gave you a nice watch. Maybe you bought yourself one of those nice Apple watches. That stuff. So lay all that out. Okay. Now, you want to draw a line from your stuff down to your beneficiaries. Now, who's your beneficiaries? It could be your wife. It could be your daughter. It could be your brother or your sister. Those are people that are going to get your stuff when something happens to you. All right. Does that seem clear? You drew an arrow there? Perfect. Now, what gets in the way of that happening? Well, to the right, make a little arrow, write taxes. Because Uncle Sam wants their hunk of flesh from you. So you're going to put taxes there. Then you're going to write another little arrow. It's going to be probate. Because there's certain things that go to probate if you don't say where they go. And then you want to put another arrow, and you want to put lawyers and fees and real estate brokers and taxes. I already said taxes, but you know. Other expenses. So now that you see that, that is basically an estate, your stuff, passing to where you want it to go. But unless you have certain documents to make that happen, it's not going to happen unless the courts get involved. Now, in this area, in the Bay Area, now I know we have a lot of counties. I know this 50,000 megawatt blaster. You hear me down in other counties, and I can't speak to every county, but every county has what's called, I'm just going to keep it simple. I want to give you fancy terms. It's a limit of dollars. If you have a certain amount of dollars or more, you got to go to probate court. And generally in the Bay Area, it's 125 grand. So if you have $125,000 or more in assets, and you don't have a document that says where it's going to go, guess what? You're going to end up in the probate court. And if you've never been to a probate court, you should go. It's a great day. I don't want to say it's funny. It's not. It's sad to see what happens to people and see what these judges who have to follow the law, what they do. So what are some simple things you can do today to make sure that your stuff, all the stuff you drew on that piece of paper, ends up going to where you want it to go? Well, the first thing you can do right now is you can create a will. A will is a very simple document. It's a legal document. And what it does is it basically says where your stuff is going to go when you die. It's also something that you can appoint a person to take a, take over control for your minor child if he or she is a minor when you die. It's called a guardian. Again, I don't want to make this too complicated because then you don't do anything. And I want the bottom line today is you got to take some action. You need to do something. So you can do a will. And in a will, what happens is it says where your stuff goes. Now, what's the important elements of a will? What must you have in that will? First, you have to designate a person to be there in your stead should you not be able to serve. That person, the funny name, is called an executor. An executor. Not an executive. No, an executor. And this person is in charge of carrying out the provisions that you lay out in your will. The next thing in your will you have to have is the beneficiary. Who's going to get your stuff? Is it going to be your wife? Is it going to be your buddy? Maybe your sister? You know, you got to put their specific name out on this document. It's to say the specific person. Now, some families we come across have a mother. I'm going to call her Mary Smith. And then little Johnny, Mary's son, marries a Mary. And now that Mary is now Mary Smith because she now married Mary's son, John. You followed that. So now I got two Marys, right? I got a daughter-in-law and a mom. That's confusing. So in the document, you should say Mary S. And you want to be like Mary Sam or Mary Beth. Write it all out. Maybe put her maiden name in there so then you know who we're talking about. Be as clear as you can, because realize that people who don't know you, don't know anything about your family, are going to be reading this, and they're supposed to know what to do just from looking at this document. Now, what else is important? You got to put some instructions in there. How and when are your beneficiaries, particularly your kids, going to get your stuff when you die? I had someone in this week who is very important to her. That her kids learned the value of money and she didn't want them all of a sudden just to inherit all her stuff. So she said they have to be doing things in their lives, productive things. And then that will give them certain pieces of this over time. I don't want them selling the real estate. There's certain ways you can protect things like that. So these are very important. And then if you have other types of accounts, like maybe you have an IRA account or a 401k or life insurance or an annuity, guess what? You don't need a will. You just need to have a beneficiary form. And there's a lot of mistakes that are made on these forms. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But you can put the name of little Johnny or your daughter or your husband or your wife. And by the way, if you're married, you can't cut them out. It is a community property state, so don't try and do that. But anyway, you can put the name of your beneficiaries on these forms, and that will also avoid probate. Now, probate, like I said, that's the legal process for settling your estate. And if you have a will or not, that's where your stuff will be processed. Probate is public. So the level of privacy on your estate is just not there. And I'll tell you, I see this all the time. If you go down the courthouse, there's people sitting there going through probate files, reading about you and your family, calling your beneficiaries who need your help and selling them stuff. Because now they know all about you. That's called public. And now your whole world is now public. You probably don't want that. In fact, I would highly suggest you don't do that. Because then the world knows a lot more about you. And with the internet today, it's all over the place. So it makes a heck of a lot of sense for you to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these decisions every day. We have a lot of experience in this area. And in our office, we have a CPA who's been doing this for over 20 years. We have three estate planning attorneys, all with a lot of experience, and 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you figure this stuff out. We can help you understand what challenges, taxes you're going to face before it happens to you and your family. This is all contained in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in our plan, you're going to learn what steps you can take right now to prepare yourself for all these things that just happen when unknown events in your life occur. So find out exactly what you need to start doing today. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k brokerage account, maybe have cash in the bank, savings account, then for the first 10 callers right now, you can get your very own Protect Your Assets life plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone right now. Talk to a member of my team. They're just sitting there right now. They want something to do. Give them something to do. Give them a call. 888-588-5818. You have any questions? Call them right now. 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, we're going to be talking about how to help your heirs maximize your 401k and IRA. There's so much misinformation when it comes to keeping your IRAs and your Roths in your family. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
I don't know if you saw that movie, but Night at the Roxbury, when Will Ferrell and they're bopping their heads with this song, it's just hysterical. Anyway, we're having a lot of good time this morning. Hope you're having fun this morning. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And keeping your assets and your family where they belong is so important to your financial success, for your legacy, for your kids, your spouse. It's one of the most important pieces of the puzzle as you put this thing we call retirement together. Some people say that all you need is a beneficiary on your IRA to pass it to your kids. But isn't it a little bit more complex than that? In fact, we found some very common areas where people make a lot of mistakes. Remember, this morning we're just trying to give you some simple ideas, some facts you can take home and implement right away and hopefully get yourself out of trouble. Last segment, we were talking about how to create just a simple will. Most of you don't have these documents, and now you can go back and read it and listen to it. Help yourself out. All right, let's talk about IRAs, because this is another area. 401ks, IRAs, life insurance, annuities, things that have a beneficiary designation on them. How do you deal with that? First, before we get into that, I have a question. Someone's on the air and wants to ask a question. Go ahead. Good morning. Putting them through? Okay.
He's on.
All right, go ahead. Yes, good morning. How can I help you? I guess we don't have audio. All right, we'll come back. Anyway, so first question is, can an IRA owner name a specific person as a primary beneficiary, but name his estate as a secondary beneficiary? Again, so you're going to put a person like maybe your daughter on the primary beneficiary form, and then you put the estate, meaning everybody else, as a secondary. But can you do that? It's possible. But if you do that, any heirs who might receive the IRA money through the estate are going to lose the opportunity to stretch the account. So what that means is, let's say that you have multiple children in your estate that are going to receive that portion of your asset. Let me make it simple for you. Let's say you have $100. and the primary beneficiary of 50% of that, in other words, $50, is going to get that $50. And she, if it's your daughter, can use her life expectancy of, let's call it 25 years, to stretch that IRA money out over those 25 years. But you leave the other 50% to your estate. And in that estate, there's maybe your little nephew, James. And then there's another friend who's going to get some of that. And then maybe somebody else. Let's say you have three or four lives in your estate. They cannot stretch that over their life expectancy. So that's a problem, because then there's going to be a lot more tax owed and that money's going to pay out a lot sooner. So if you have an individual, it's much more likely and a better option to name that specific individual with a specific percentage. And that way they get to get the option, if they want to stretch it out over their lifetime. Now, here's another question. This person writes, I've considered naming a trust as an IRA beneficiary. But in that case, can the IRA distributions be stretched? Again, pay this out over a lifetime. Well, this is really a good question, because I see a lot of people do this. A lot of people, because their attorneys tell them to, and then the attorneys don't necessarily sit down with them and explain it. They say, put the trust as the beneficiary. A lot of the cheaper trusts I see, this is a very common thing that they do. I've seen some expensive ones too. It's not necessarily, in fact, I don't like it. I don't think you should do it. Why? Because there's specific types of trusts that will allow the beneficiaries to stretch it. Here's what I mean. If you have, say, a trust that says everyone gets the money now on your death, and that trust is the beneficiary of your IRA, well, when you die, that money is going to go to the beneficiaries straight out, and tax is going to be paid immediately. They can't stretch it over the next 25 or 30 years or 40 years of their life expectancy. Doesn't work. However, there's specific types of trusts. These are called conduit. You can write this down. Conduit IRA trusts. And the conduit IRA trust will allow the beneficiary to take the periodic payments over a period of time and stretch that money out and not pay tax on it all at once. You got to pay tax when you take money out of an IRA, but you can stretch that over time. And by doing that, you let that money continue to compound and grow, and you pay a lot less tax. So that's a way that you can get around this by doing a particular type of clause in your trust, if you're going to name it as a beneficiary. Here's another one. If I want my child to inherit my IRA after my wife, how do I fill out the beneficiary form? Well, usually a spouse who inherits your IRA controls what happens to the money next. And this happens a lot. So let me give you an example. We have a couple, all right, and it's a second marriage, and they've been together for 20 years. Everything's fine. But he has a couple daughters from a previous marriage, and she has a son from a previous marriage. They don't have children together. Now, they're living together. They're in their early 70s right now. Things are just fine. Now, he brought more money to the marriage than she did. In fact, quite a bit more. And what he says to me, because they've lived together now for 20-something years, he loves her. And if he dies first, which he thinks he's going to, whether he does or not, we'll see. But if he dies first and she gets everything through the trust or the will that I taught you how to set up last segment, does she have the ability to change that IRA distribution to her son instead of his daughters? What do you think? Yes, she does.
Happy time, 珍贵.
Yes, happy time for that son. And the daughters aren't going to be happy. They're going to be pretty bleeping off, right? They're going to go get a lawyer. And the lawyer is going to say, I'm sorry, you're out of luck. So dad, if this is you, you may want to think about how do you, if your goal is to pass those assets on to your daughters, how do you do that if you died before your wife did and she doesn't need all that money to live on? It's a great question. And the answer is You can do that. So if you just put her name down on that form, sorry, game's off. You're not going to have any ability to protect your daughters. But if you set up a special type of trust, like I was talking about, you can. You can direct that money to your wife first in certain amounts. And then when she passes away and your daughters are still around, which is probable, or maybe your grandkids are around, probable, then those kids who are your blood will receive your assets. And this is a very important issue. And a lot of people get really upset over this. So I got to tell you, you can avoid all these problems, particularly because most spouses mean well. And they want to do these things. But I'll tell you, I've seen situations where they all agree they're going to do this. And then mom develops dementia down the road. And little Johnny, the son, who's greedy, who dad, maybe you're not real friends with, right? Now he comes in, swoops in, changes some documents. And he gets everything. And there's nothing you can do about it. And this happens all the time. All the time. And guess what? When this happens, where does it end up? It ends up in litigation, it ends up in courts, and people like me get paid a lot of money to fight over your stuff. And we see all kinds of good evidence where, you know, you made notes, you did all the sorts of things you could have done, but you didn't do the right paperwork. And now all of a sudden, you lose. It's all gone. And you may not care because you're not here, but your family cares and your daughters, they care. And it makes them feel real bad. So I want to ask you a question. Now, I want to be serious right now. Are you open-minded? Maybe you're listening to me right now and things are great, right? You're healthy. You're out there walking around right now. Maybe you're driving the car. Maybe you're at the gym. Things are pretty good. Market's up right now. And there's no need to do anything, right? Because nothing bad has happened yet. But as Jack Welch said, you remember Jack Welch? He's the guy that built up GE and made it a fantastic, incredible company. And when he left, well, look at GE now. This is what he said. Make a change before you have to. Think about that. Change before you have to. I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you waiting for something bad to happen? Maybe like you die. And remember, this whole show today was based on a client of ours who was 63, an executive at a major corporation, had a lot of stock options, and now he's left an entire mess for his family. And this is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees just to get what his family is rightfully theirs. So why are you waiting for something bad to happen before you make a smart move? Doing that's the worst thing that you can possibly do. You're listening to me right now, and this is your sign. At the start of the show, I was talking about Fred. But this could be you. Imagine it is you. Put yourself in Fred's position right now. Your peace of mind right now is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you're doing everything right. We can show you and get a second opinion right now. In our office, we have a CPA, three estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work together to help you answer these questions. Don't wait until it's too late. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to get your Protect Your Assets Life Plan is 888-588-5818. Oh, what's it going to cost me? If you call right now, you'll get this absolutely at no cost. Call this number, 888-588-5818. You have no more excuses. Pick it up, 888-588-5818. Don't have a will or a trust? You're not alone. Most people don't. But when we come back, we're going to talk about five simple steps you can take today to set up your estate plan right now. It's all coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman here in the Bay Area. You're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And you've tuned in today, probably the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows are busy pitching you the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And today's show is no exception. We've been helping you figure out the basics of how to leave more of your money to your family so those people who shouldn't get it don't. One of the best ways that you can think about retiring and retire the way you want to and take some control over your destiny is if, and only if, you have the right plan. But that doesn't happen by accident. It happens by taking action. And we have some great ideas to share with you that you can put into action at our next workshop. That's going to be in Mountain View on September 6th at 6:30. And I'll be doing that one at Don Giovanni's. You're welcome to come. And you can take action right now to learn how you can retire on your terms in Trump's America. Go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com, and click on the workshops tab, and then you can register right there. Happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Jen Bradley, Lynn Kiyoshi, Justin Smith, Pam McCullough, Kalo Helt, and of course, Mar. Happy birthday. All right, this morning we've been talking about the five simple ways that you can create an estate plan. And so there's five simple things you can do right now, five simple steps you need to take. First, write these down. You need to establish a power of attorney. Next, create a living will. I went over that in the first segment. So you have your basics right there and you want to have a will. Third, make what's called the last will and testament. This is another type of document besides a living will, but you should have one of those too, because the living will deals with your health care and the last will and testament deals with your stuff. If you're not sure who the people and so forth are, listen to my first segment. We're talking about that. And then consider creating a trust. That's something that a lot of people don't do, but just find out about it. Maybe it's right for you, maybe it's not. And then the last thing, the fifth step that's really important, is make sure that you update your estate plan regularly. Laws change all the time. In fact, we had a massive tax change this year. And you need to look at your documents because there's been some big changes. Have you been driving around seeing those bumper stickers, "I'm spending my kids' inheritance"? Well, if that's you, then you need to get on top of this one right now. What am I talking about? When you retire, what is it going to look like? Are you going to be retiring on your own terms? Or when that next recession comes, which it's going to, are you going to be struggling? Are you going to have to go back to work? I've seen this. This movie's happened before. Hopes and dreams only get you so far. To retire successfully today, particularly right now, you need a retirement game plan. And I'm going to make it easy for you to get one started right now with my customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Here's how this works. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement in a 401k savings account, just add it up. Pick up the phone right now. Have a conversation with one of my team members. They're going to listen to you carefully. They're going to do their best to review everything with you and try to understand what your hopes and dreams are. What are you trying to accomplish? Then our team, working as a group, our CPA, our attorney, and our financial advisors will put together all of your options in writing. We're going to reveal the actual strategies we use with our own clients to help them take advantage of all the new rules that are out there. And this is not just some investment recommendation. We're going to look at your Social Security, your taxes, how you generate income from your retirement accounts. Then, if you're satisfied, if you clearly understand what you're doing, you're ready to go ahead, then we're going to work together because we need you to help us. Don't just come in here and say, you know, I'm not serious about this. If you're serious and you want to go ahead, then we'll make it happen for you. The benefit of doing this is now you know. There's no more questions. No more unknowns, and there's no more sleepless nights. What you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you in your future. I see this all the time. That's why it's so rewarding to do this. To get yours, pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. To get yours, call this number, 888-588-5818. Call it right now. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.